The glory of the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. The most beautiful being in the universe, who made mankind, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, made mankind for Himself to fellowship with forever. And many more mysteries surrounding God Almighty and His creation of mankind. Our most holy faith, there's a glorious mystery surrounding it and permeating it forever. And yet also, He's a reality today with us. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. This series is called The Glory of the Lord. We could give an infinite number of messages about the glory of the Lord. We could have a series called The Glorious Lord Jesus Christ and give a trillion, 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 trillion messages and worship Him and have some of those and pray and intercede with Him helping us, the Holy Spirit helping us forever. I mean, it's just, and we would, a trillion messages, and we would just be touching, it would be one drop of water compared to all the oceans of the earth. That's how, and really, let's get to the reality of it. It's the Lord Himself, so beautiful and merciful, gracious. Mercy, you know, He revealed Himself to Moses, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, patient, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. This is our great God Almighty. The Lord God, the Lord is one. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. What? Amen. Right now, I pray, Holy Spirit, give us this the truth and revelation that You want us to have. Give that one listening just what You want them to have today. Reveal Yourself to them. Amen. Father God, we're so grateful to be Yours. We're so grateful. And Jesus, thank You for everything that You have done and are doing. Amen. Amen. Our most holy faith, so glorious, because it's the Lord Himself, so glorious. On the glorious splendor of Your majesty and on Your wondrous works will I meditate. The glorious Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is, oh, if you, just one thing, seek God and you will find Him. If you seek, He says, you shall seek Me and you shall find Me if you search for Me with all your heart. You'll find Him and oh, you'll be changed forever. You will meet, if you haven't met Him already, you will meet the one and only God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. This revelation of the Trinity that only the Holy Spirit can reveal to us. Glory to God. He wants to reveal this to us. We just need to go directly to Him. You know, glory to God. Amen. Amen. And he'll reveal all truth to us. He'll reveal the whole Bible to us. You know, this and just this glorious, most holy faith where we partake of the one and only, and we will live forever. We will never die. Jesus said, if anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. He said, I'm the bread of life. Amen. He can never be put into human words. I want to build hunger in anyone who will listen. That's the key. No, because, and I'm an evangelist, okay? I don't ever want to focus on me or this ministry or anything, but I'm an evangelist, and so I want to win the lost, but also those who know Jesus, I want to win them as well, so that they realize, wow, this is Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the answer. And then they get truly set free. Amen. That's what happened to me. I tried for years to be a quote-unquote Christian. Nothing works until we meet the Holy Spirit. When we meet Him, that's when... That's the answer. You know, He's God. And so it's really just going deeper with Jesus Christ. Okay? And yes, there's so many teachings that I want to present, but I just want to continue to focus on the glory of the Lord, because that's really the answer. You know, I've said this before, on a scale of 0 to 1,000, He's infinity. And every other way is a 0. Even our efforts to walk with God on our own, you know, and study the Bible and try to do everything, that's all rejected. It's meeting it's the glorious Lord Jesus Christ and this just going directly to Him and finding Him, and then that's when everything will just take off in our personal life. That's how we walk with Him. That's the key, is the presence of Jesus in the anointing within us. Our spirit man is born again. You know, and so that's what's important. Knowing Him, that's eternal life. Knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ whom He has sent, and that anointing within us. It's in 1 John that this anointing within us, that's our... And then everything flows from that. Everything. Ministry flows from that. You know, first He'll give us harmony, you know, in our personal life. You know, peace and joy and love and forgiveness and purpose and meaning and love, hope, and faith. Everything flows from that. From Jesus Christ. When we meet Him, when we know Him, everything flows from that naturally. It just naturally flows. Okay? And then also ministry. You know, doing the works of God, doing ministry, finding our calling and purpose. He'll give us the gifts of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues. I need to do that more. Yes, I speak in tongues, I'm fortunate that He's given me the gift of discernment you know, but I want all the gifts, and I want them for you too. This ministry's here to... We want you to fulfill your calling, to find everything in the Lord Jesus Christ, and to fulfill your calling, to find your ministry and to do it. Amen, amen. That's why Wonder in Reality. That's what we're here for. We want to... Evangelism and teaching, and all that's contained within that. Amen. But I want to continue to focus on Him, though, because, you know, that's... If you look at it just practically, 99.99999% of this walk with God, it's the Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. And then that tiny percentage, everything flows, you know, as I said earlier, everything else flows from that. You know, we've missed it because we've tried to do that tiny percentage. We've tried to walk with God and tried to understand the Bible and tried to do ministry and tried to worship and all that. And yes, we're trying, at least some of those, we're trying. But it's going directly to him, meeting him, and then we can do those things naturally. You know, that's the famous verse, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, I can do all the things that God wants me to do through Christ. That's the anointing. The anointing. Amen. Amen. Everything makes sense. Oh, it's just so, it is just unbelievable that meeting the Holy Spirit, everything makes sense. Oh, hallelujah. Whereas before we meet the Holy Spirit, you know, we read the Bible and just, it's not, I mean, we try, but nothing really, it doesn't click, right? Well, when we meet Him, the whole Bible comes alive and everything comes alive. I mean, it's just this adventure. It's this, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's this, He said, behold, anyone who's in Christ Jesus is a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. And so, you know, again, as I said earlier, yes, there's many teachings that I want to bring. You know, teachings about the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, and the New Testament, the seven covenants in the Bible, seven dispensations, and this the seed of Jesus Christ, that's what the Bible follows from Genesis all the way through, and all these wonderful things. But remember, all that just flows when we know Him. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. The glorious Lord Jesus Christ. His head, in Revelation chapter 1, His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His countenance like the sun, shining in its strength. His eyes like a flame of fire. He's girded about the chest with a golden band. His hands are nail-pierced. His voice is the sound of many waters. His feet like burnished brass. Brass speaks of suffering. He's the Son of God and God. Amen, amen. And then, oh, hallelujah. I'll finish up with this. We go to Jesus, and Jesus is Lord, amen. And He says, my Father's greater than I am. So we go to the Father, who's, oh, hallelujah, He's God Almighty. He's the great and awesome Jehovah God who we are to fear and to. And He points to Jesus Christ. He's given everything to His only Son. Amen.